this nation has.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Hey, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio. I am Teddy Parrish, and I'm here with the great host, longtime veteran of the airwaves, Dr. Gene Hensler.
Pleasure to be with you, TP, and we got Ben Crow, who's got... I never can remember all the titles that Ben Crow has, but
in his youth,
he must have just nothing but take exams.
Go ahead. CFA, okay. CFP, yeah. CPA,
yeah.
And
that's it.
That's it.
That's all.
That's pretty strong.
There was some CLU in there or something else like that. Whatever.
CIMA. CIMA. You know.
Good to be here.
Of course, Teddy's a CFA, and I'm piled hip deep.
That's right.
A PhD. Hey, Ted.
Yes, sir.
Economic news. I want to ask you a question.
Uh-oh.
This is a stumper now. I didn't set you up with this, whatever. How can you have mortgage application activity be stuck in neutral, and you have... new home sales up 33%.
There is either a lag in reporting data, or number two, there is either something funny going on with the numbers. But coming off of a low base, I would say relative to the year before.
Well, they had total home sales.
Or the month before.
Existing home sales fell slightly, okay? And you're involved in the real estate thing. What's going on in Atlanta?
I'd say things are pretty robust right now. There are some areas of weakness. I mean, I've seen a couple incidents where we had people who were borderline credit, couldn't get credit, and also picky sellers. People are holding out for higher prices. But other than that, I think it's doing pretty well still. Lending standards aren't as good as people think, though.
What do you mean?
You got to have jammed up credit and put
yes.
some money
in. Yes, it's still pretty tight.
Yeah, the bottom line, the federal government limitations sort of say you have to have this credit score, you have to have this, so they'll buy it, okay? Mm-hmm. Then what happened is all these banks got sued by the federal government because they kept stuff that was better than that and sold the government stuff that they said was okay. So now they're saying we ain't lending anything unless we're going to keep it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so the credit standards are higher than the government requires for a loan. Yeah. And the banks say, to hell with you. You lied to us, and you're charging us billions of dollars and calling us crooks.
Mm-hmm. And switching gears a little, CarMax reported earnings this week, and they said that the stock got hammered. They beat their numbers, but it got hammered because the subprime area of lending actually saw a decrease in the percentage of loans. So in other words, credit's a little harder to get even further.
Well, they've lowered credit standards on. That's where banks have gone. That's been the, I don't know if you want to call it the sweet spot.
They've been chasing some of that.
They've been
that
really
activity.
Sending some bad, selling some bad loans. And I just saw the report now. Is they don't repossess your car. They just turn it off. Because all these cars have got electronic switches and stuff.
Right.
So people who look behind their payments go out to get in their car and it just won't move, won't start.
Yep, so I guess the short answer to your question is probably favorable comparisons to the previous month and the previous year. The base was a little lower.
All right. I'm gonna go with that.
Okay.
Chain store sales about the same. Yeah. Like that. Here's one. Durable goods orders down 18%.
That's a big number, but it's pretty good.
They expected it.
Last month it jumped 22%.
It's all these big aircraft and stuff like that.
So nobody got too excited about the fall.
I mean, transport goods were down 42%. I mean, but one thing that was was bad in this report that's not linked to last month's great number was orders for vehicles and parts was down 6.4%. And that comes in the face of a very robust automotive market.
Right.
So that's a negative trend. That's worrying.
A little bit concerned.
Was that cars or was it trucks or what was it?
Just all vehicles and
all
parts.
Vehicles. And parts.
And
parts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're talking about that they can't keep the automobile industry is really in the sweet spot. because people who weren't buying cars in 06 through 08, et cetera, and they held out as long as they can.
Right.
But what's happening is that all the trends are against automobiles being robust. You've got one of the big trends that went on where women were moving into the workforce. They're already there.
Yeah.
People moving to the suburbs, that's already done.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. And so, and then plus, cars last longer.
That's right.
They do.
You know what I mean?
I was discussing it with somebody else. And I go back to the Stone Age, okay? My parents were in the automobile business in the 50s, early 50s, stuff like that. They built cars. If you didn't trade in your car every year, you couldn't depend on anything else. They built cars to last 3 years. You don't remember that. I'm talking about a three-year-old car depreciated from about maybe $3,000 to zero. So it was it was cheaper for you almost to buy a new car every year.
Uh-huh.
That's what people did.
Wow.
And but you guys don't remember that. The first wave that came into this country was in the late 50s with Volkswagen and stuff, all the business because they were dependable and cheap and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
On it. The Americans have only caught up, I think, in about the last 4 or 5 years, where the quality of American cars is probably equal to the Germans and the Japanese, I would say.
I tell you what.
And the Koreans.
South Korea's bringing it on right now. They really are. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of nice looking.
They look good. I mean, I remember when they first came out, with a 100,000-mile warranty and you needed it?
A Sonata, yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
You're right.
That's pretty good. Interest rates.
Actually, it was mixed. Not totally mixed because the 2-year was the only one that was up. It was up by 1 basis point. The 5-year, 10-year, and the 30-year all dropped. The 10-year was down 10 basis points.
Mortgage rates now 9 bips.
3 bips. Yeah.
4.12%.
So that doesn't correlate well with what happened with mortgage refinancing.
Yes. I just don't see this, you know?
Yeah.
You can get a jumbo with 20% down for 4.31.
Yeah. That's pretty cheap money.
I can remember when jumbo rates were 4% higher than regular rates.
Wow.
And you couldn't get it.
Spread.
And you couldn't get them. So to make a whole lot of news. The market. What did the market do, Ted?
Well, we're down 1.99%, led by energy, which is down to 2.9% week to date. Industrials down 2.71. Bucking that trend, healthcare is down only 0.83%. And, you know, today, which is Thursday, the market's getting slammed.
Yeah, it was getting Apple was down almost 3 or 4%.
Yeah, they had a snafu with.
I got a 6+ coming. I better not put it in my back pocket, huh?
It'll be. But you can best believe it'll be fixed when it gets here. They're saying
you need to update the software before you get it.
And then the operating system causes some problems with some of the apps. You know, I updated my iPhone 5S to the new operating system. I haven't had any problems. It just looks a little weird. I mean, like when you type in a text or whatever, it tries to.
I mean, I don't do anything when it first comes out like that.
Well,
Greg told me wait 2 or 3 months on any new big software change. Some people can't use their phones; it doesn't act as a phone.
Well, you jumped right in on this one with this new iPhone. Mm-hmm.
I did not put it on. I didn't switch.
You haven't switched over. So when are you going to switch over?
It may come preloaded. Do you have it already?
No. I'm getting a 6+.
Okay.
I went to. This is going to.
Is that now? Is that the great big?
This is going to sound terrible. I went to the Louvre. You know, I went to the Louvre. They have an store, an Apple store,
really?
In the Louvre.
In the Louvre.
Oh my God!
Wow.
And they have Starbucks in the Louvre. You know.
Wow.
So
all right.
I went to the Louvre so I could see the 6+.
It's going to drive you crazy.
You know, I went up and looked at some Flemish art. I like Flemish art. Yeah. They have good.
That's
Flemish
a big phone, Gino. I'm surprised. Did you?
Hey, I'm old. It's hard to read.
It's easy to see it.
It's hard to read articles on the phone.
Yes.
I can see them, but it doesn't. You can hardly see anything. It only gives you.
You don't read articles on your phone.
I certainly do. I certainly do.
It's not going to fit in your pocket very well.
What you going
to
do?
I don't have a big worry case? About. I don't have to worry about that.
Huh?
I'm going to get a case on the side.
You going to get a case?
You know why I got
remember
it?
Remember the original phones?
Yeah.
I went back to the original phones. It looked like walkie talkies.
Coming full circle.
You know why I got it? Because it won't fit inside of a cup. He can't drop it into his cup now.
But I checked it out. It will fit in the cup holder in the golf cart, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I measured it. I swear to God, I measured
it. That's a prerequisite.
So we'll do that. So,
but we had a few companies that reported. Gene, AutoZone, they beat their earnings. They missed their revenue. CarMax, like I said, they beat their numbers, but their subprime lending was bad, and they actually saw a 10% fall because of it. Carnival Cruise Line is actually back in the black.
You know what they said? Because of higher onboard spending. I thought when you were on these cruises, everything was covered.
No. Oh, mm-hmm. No. You have to pay for booze.
Well, you can pay to get the unlimited thing,
yeah,
can't
but
you?
Pay,
but I mean, it's expensive,
it.
Though.
You're
yeah,
for it,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. And so, when you do it that way, you're getting well drinks. Not that everybody
right.
likes premium drinks, but you know.
Right.
But I do.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
do.
Yeah. Bed Bath Beyond, they beat their sales and earnings. Stock actually jumped. And thank goodness, because they've had a rough patch the past few years.
I like Bed Bath & Beyond. I hope they survive. They bought World Markets.
Oh, they will. They'll survive.
They bought World Markets, and that's going to give them an edge because they have a lot of things mm-hmm. in World Market that you can't find
yeah,
anywhere
right.
else.
I love that store.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I go in there and you can
eclectic.
Browse.
It's eclectic. That's
the
why.
Food area. You can yeah. go there and
the different
wow.
noodles and yeah. pastas.
It's just weird. Look yeah. at that. I've never seen that in a store. Okay. I got to get some of that.
We'll give you the rest of the recipe on the other side of the break. Don't touch that now. This is Money Talks.
Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.